Wait, just stop. You are not going outside wearing that. Of the many responsibilities of a parent, often the least recognized is the role of fashion police, or being the last line of defense before a young child steps out into a freezing, cold winter's day, wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and no shoes, but with a stocking cap and gloves. The child's defense is usually a sarcastic, "What? I'm wearing a hat and gloves like you told me." Have you ever had anyone ask you, "You aren't going to wear that, are you?" It can sound a bit condescending, but hopefully they are looking out for your best interests before you make a fool of yourself in public. Well, this meditation from Proverbs chapter 16 is a reflection on all of the ways we set goals that seem so right and innocent in our own eyes at the time, but then later come to regret something we've done. How the Lord protects us by first weighing and examining us in spite of our own motives. First and foremost, seeking after God's direction rather than our own self-interests. So to begin, whether the first rays of morning sun or the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine retreat to seek after God, to contemplate your commitment to God's way. As your eyes begin to close now, without effort, center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding, and a silent whispered prayer of commitment to God, Spirit, and Son. Continue on now in guided prayer by responding to this passage from Proverbs chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord, I commit my works to you." "Do not be wise in your own eyes, but Lord, I commit my works to you. And fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience. Therefore, Lord, I commit my works to you." And then turn entirely away from evil. "Lord, I commit my works to you." For a moment longer, continue in this whispered stillness as you contemplate your commitment to God and His way, His wisdom, His truth, and His care. Do you ever find yourself giving preference to your own desires, being stubborn in your own attempts to do what seems right in your eyes in a moment? Well, note how that experience makes you feel. Perhaps a bit inflexible or uncompromising, stubborn perhaps. Well, take note of any words or feelings or desires that you encounter when struggling to hold on to your plans rather than committing to God's way. Tension between the way of the world or the way of the divine. You are safe here to notice the feelings for a moment. No judgment, no condemnation. Now imagine for a moment sitting on the bank of a stream. I want you to watch your own selfish plans and activities just float by in front of you. Watch as they come into view and then drift away. As they float away, find yourself centering on the remaining plans of God. Center on how clear they become. Take note too of your breathing now. Just breathe in the way of God. Exhale your own ways. Just take 3 deep, full belly breaths right now. Center on your breathing as your commitment to God becomes more clear. Once again, selfish thoughts of personal activities and plans may resurface, and that's fine. But don't give them power by focusing on them. Rather, allow thoughts to drift easily from your own stubbornness to surrender to God. Permit any unyielding thoughts to be gentle reminders to center back on thoughts of committing your works to God. Continue on now as you center on committing to seek God's wisdom in this, the first of 3 scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by King Solomon, a letter revealing the mind of God in addressing, common and ordinary situations. Imagine this being a personal letter to you too, as you cherish each word for you from Solomon through the Holy Spirit. From Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friend, I have pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs for you. But hear me. Hear this instruction from your Heavenly Father. Commit your activities to the Lord, and then your plans will be established. What emotions did that stir as you sat in a quiet corner to begin reading this letter from Solomon? Listen once more from Scripture for what the Holy Spirit may be writing on your heart. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be established. What word or thought or image settled on your mind? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New Common English Bible to be a prayer of surrender to the ways of God. Dear Lord God, I confess that I often bend towards the plans of my own heart. Please forgive me, for I know the true answer of the tongue comes from you, Lord. All the ways of my own plans always seem pure in my eyes, but you, Lord, test my motives. So by your strength, please give me the will to commit my work to you, because then and only then will my plan succeed. And in this I plead and pray in your glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these inspired words from Solomon. let them be your prayer now too, a prayer of abandonment, a contemplation on how you might surrender your own selfish plans to God's divine way. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for specific words and more for how you experience it from the Amplified Version. The plans and reflections of the heart belong to man, but the wise answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean and innocent in his own eyes, and he may see nothing wrong with his actions. But the Lord weighs and examines the motives and intentions of the heart, and he knows the truth. So commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust them to him, and your plans will then succeed if you respond to his will and guidance. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or a reminder of something familiar? Well, reflect on that encounter for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, with your eyes closed in thought, see yourself beginning to work towards a selfish activity of your own design, ignoring holy wisdom, disregarding divine direction. Now imagine, over your shoulder, hearing the Spirit whisper to you, "Wait, stop. You should not be doing that." Once more, a whisper from God. You aren't going to really do that, are you? Well, take this minute and contemplate your emotions to that guidance. Are they thoughts of defensiveness? Are there any dismissive thoughts? As you reflect in this time of imagination, let your mind be transformed into that of Christ. Let this minute be a time of contemplation and perhaps confession as you examine any tendency to dismiss the holy plans of God. Stay here for a while longer, surrendered to the ways of God. And as you rest here in closing, be mindful of present moments you may be ignoring or dismissing the wisdom of God in order to pursue your own plans. And be aware, too, of others you encounter on your path that may be blinded by their own selfish ways, unaware of God's light. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, watch with great expectation for a moment to surrender your secular plans to the sacred. From what is done by hand to those done by the divine. For it will be then and there you will encounter the will and the guidance of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to commit your activities to the Lord. Trust in God's ways, for then and only then will your plans be established. Now may the surrendering work of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the wise ways of God be what brings you most contentment, now and always. Amen.